The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and you can reach us here in the studios at 530-605-4567. You can get in our chat room the same way, KCNR1460.com. Today, the 11th of March, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by, as usual, Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here today.
Good
like to change
morning.
It up to confuse the old guy, right?
Yep, yep.
So how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you get a ride here today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's raining. I wouldn't know because I don't have the weather in here. So... yeah, so we're
going to... It's right here. I'll bring it to you right now.
Sit there. Okay, well, good morning. All right, so as I'm looking for the weather, as it's quickly delivered by Sue, and I've got two weathers here. what, are they both the same? Yes, they are. Okay. Sometimes they like to give me the weather from 2 years ago. And I'm too stupid to understand that because they've looked it up. That was 2 years ago. Anyway, hey, today showers likely, you think, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Tonight showers, Tuesday showers with lows around 38 in the 30s and the mid-30s Tuesday night, as I said. Now, Wednesday, the sun returns. With a high near 63, Thursday sunny around 68, Friday sunny with a high near 74, Saturday sunny with a high near 75, and Sunday, are you ready?
Are you having
a little drum roll? Sunday sunny with a high near 77. So I would say after the next couple of days, my friends, that spring has sprung. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been there for 25 years. Propane coming out of the tanks are about the same, but it's the customer service that makes the difference. And that's Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans. They've got it all there at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Now, Ben, did you watch TV last night?
No, sir, I did not.
You didn't watch the Oscars?
Nope.
The Academy Awards? Neither did I. I don't do that. But Linda did. But Linda's in Sacramento with a family thing down there. And she was watching it, and what I do is, toward the end of the night, I look up and see who won. But the thing that it's got all this big hoorah going on is that John Cena. Do you know who that is? He's a wrestler. He streaked it. You know, he streaked the Academy Awards. Yeah, he was. it was part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have much in clothes on. So they put a toga on him and stuff like that. I have no idea what that was about, but so.
That's so funny. I just
did
looked
you,
it up.
Do you go to the movies very often?
Only with big movies, but yeah.
How about Oppenheimer? Did you see that?
I love that movie so much.
Seven Academy Awards last night.
Not surprised.
Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor. Yeah. Cleaned up. Flowers of the August Moon or the big one from Scorsese and had De Niro and, oh, gosh, had all the big stars in it. I didn't see that it got anything. Barbie, which everybody was touting, didn't get a lot. So, but Oppenheimer cleaned up. So, anyway, that's if you care. You know that I believe that award shows a lot of times are like self-licking ice cream cones. See how good we are? Yeah, we know how good we are, and we're going to give people that. So anyway, but it was kind of late coming in. The people were kind of dragging in because of the anti-Israeli protest that were going on out in the street. The pro-Palestinians were out there. It's always something good to see. What else do I have here? Oh, how about election results? As to now, in case you haven't heard them, as of Friday, this is as Friday at 4:30. Friday, March 8th at 4:37, we'll come down through here and see what, of course, from presidential, you can probably imagine Trump's ahead. Okay. And you probably don't want to know who's on the Republican Central Committee. Okay. Garvey had 19,000 votes as opposed to Adam Schiff with 7,000. This is from our county, of course. Okay. First congressional district, Doug's slipping a little bit. He's only got 68% of the vote. Megan Daly's isn't ahead with 75%. Now, first assembly. I may have misspoke this last week. Somebody told me I did. But Mark Mazzano right now has got a pretty good lead on everybody. He's got 35% of the votes. The closest to him is Tanessa Audette with 28%. Then comes Heather Hadwick and then Melissa Hunt. Now, it's still only like 30,000 votes, and I think there's still like another 20,000 votes out there, if I remember reading this correctly. So right now, Mark is in the lead, and let's see what else we have here. The judges really, because only one of them runs, they get 100%. Okay, District 2, Alan Long is still at a pretty commanding lead here with 52, almost 53% of the vote. As of Friday, March 8th at 4:30, with 52%. It looks like a real dogfight here going on in the 3rd District. Nobody has enough. Now, see, he has enough. Alan Long, if he holds this, has enough that there is going to be no general. He'll win this primary outright. Then we go into Supervisor District 4. Matt Plummer has, as of Friday, a pre-commanding lead over Patrick Henry Jones, 60% to 40%. It's interesting. The District 1 recall is ahead by about 200 votes, 51 to 48. Proposition 1, vote for 1, that's the one where you want to take money from the counties away from mental health, and it's a statewide thing. It's going down in flames. 61% saying no to that. Measure C for term limits is way ahead and is going to have no problem with that. And then Measure D, should we be a charter county? It's yes is 53%. No, 46, so you've got 18,700 against 16,300 for that. So that's where we are right now, but there's still votes out there to count. But I imagine it's getting tighter now. There's not going to be much of a change. There's some surprises in here. I didn't think the 2nd District would go like that. And I'm not surprised that Long's in the lead, but I thought there'd be – it'd be a lot closer than that. So, and I'm going to mention the 4th District. That was everybody I talked to. It was like, wow, what's going on there? So, anyway, okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we should have Anne Marie here and telling us what everything that's going on this week. I'm going to be giving away tickets to the outdoor show. We're going to be taking names for the flag. So Ben's going to be real busy here this morning. Then at 7:30, we've got Mimi Mosley, who just happens to be Citizen of the Year, just announced Friday or Saturday. And then, but that's not what she's here for. It's one of the reasons she's here, though, is she's talking about a good thing, not about her. And then at 8, we have Shasta College. always a hoot to have those guys on. Okay, we'll be right back.
Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Don't call me, please, while the radio plays. I think I need a new
home. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:20 in the morning here on the 11th of March. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only one we ever go to. The number one in the record searchlight. Why? Because they are number one. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, before we give away, start taking, phone calls. Never mind. I have to make something clear. when I said that Mark Pisano was, you know, ahead, that's only in Shasta County. I was giving Shasta County things. If you look at the assembly from the, you know, from the state or from the whole district, Heather Hadwick is in charge, is in front. Tanessa Aldead is second and Mark is third. They're tight. So that's for the whole district. I was just doing Shasta County. I wasn't clearing that, but my people ran in and slapped me. So thank you very much. On the phone, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, is Anne Marie for our
community calendar
update.
Good morning.
Community calendar update. Give me a break. I didn't get home till late yesterday. Okay.
It's okay. Let's blame it on the time change.
Oh,
okay?
Gosh. Yeah, let's talk about that. Okay. How long does it take you to get? Are you even affected by things like time changes, floods, earthquakes, vampires? Does anything affect you? Are you always this happy?
I mean, life does, you know, encroach a wee bit sometimes, but, you know, I try to count my blessings every day. So.
Oh, bless you. So what's going on here, kiddo?
Well, today, March 11th, is National Johnny Appleseed Day.
Oh, I could have, didn't even know. Why didn't you tell me that, Ben? I didn't ask.
Okay, I'm your backup. I'm helping you out, Ben. Okay, celebrating the life of John Chapman, best known for planting apple trees across our nation. Now, there are technically two dates that people celebrate Johnny Appleseed Day, March 11th and September 26th, noting his birthday, which was September 26, 1774. Some other dates to note this week include March 12th, National Working Moms Day, and National Girl Scout Day. March 13th, Wednesday, is National Canine Veterans Day, recognizing the canines that have served since World War II. National Quilting Day is the third Saturday in March, and of course, St. Patrick's Day is March 17th, this Sunday. As we begin our community calendar, another Chance Animal Welfare League is collecting donations for Hannah Pratt and her children who lost their home and their two dogs to a house fire that took place in Reading this past week. Donations of clothes, hygiene products, and gift cards can be dropped off at their store location at 9384 Deschutes Road in Palisadro, located inside the Holiday Market Shopping Complex. They are open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information on this donation drive, check out another Chance Animal Welfare League on Facebook or call 530-547-7387. On Tuesday, March 12th, you can join the Bella Vista Volunteer Fire Company for their annual corned beef and cabbage dinner from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the fire station, located at 22028 State Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Tickets are $10 for adults and $7 for kids under 12. The menu includes corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, carrots, and assorted drinks. This event is open to the public. To view the event flyer or for more information, visit the Bella Vista Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated on Facebook. For those that enjoy classic country music, head over to the Cascade Theater on Tuesday, March 12th for the Trailblazing Women of Country, from Patsy to Loretta to Dolly. The event will take place from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. Tickets for this tribute to Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, and Dolly Parton can be found by going to cascadetheater.org. Starting Wednesday, March 13th, you can check out Bubble Palooza from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. This event will run on Wednesday through March 27th. The Bubba Palooza is located inside the Butterfly House, which is now the Bubble House, for the season. It's free for members or with paid park admission. For details, call 530-243-8850. If you want to keep your toes tapping through midweek, the Cascade Theater presents the Glenn Miller Orchestra on Wednesday, March 13th from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Glenn Miller, the famous band leader, died during World War II, but his distinctive style of big band music lives on. The Cascade Theater, again, is located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. For tickets or more information, visit cascadetheater.org. The Shasta College Theater presents The Importance of Being Earnest, Oscar Wilde's classic comedy, which is currently running, and you can catch performances this week on Thursday, March 14th, Friday, March 15th, and Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m., and also Sunday, March 17th at 2 p.m. Located at the Shasta College Theater, Building 500, at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. Tickets can be purchased through eventbrite.com, and more information can be found on the Shasta College Facebook page. Looking for an event for your dog to take part in? The Haven Humane Society presents their Doggy Dash on Saturday, March 16th, starting at 9 a.m. with registration and check-in at 8 a.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This Doggy Dash is a 5K/10K walk or run, and costumes are encouraged. There will be pup costume prizes for best costume, most creative, cutest, and best duo. For more information, visit havenhumane.org. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Anne Marie, do you like corned beef or corned beef and cabbage?
Well, actually, I'm allergic to that, but but I like the celebration.
How about Guinness beer?
I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I might be a little Squaresville here, but I like the celebration.
So much. Yeah. Okay, so wear green anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I always do.
That's my, by the way, that's my kid's anniversary is St. Patrick's Day.
March 17th. How wonderful. You'll never forget it.
Yeah, I do. I forget it all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou and Stewart Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. And you can reach them at 530-224-2345. And when we get back from our break, we'll have Mimi Mosley with us. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. you'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's with the family this week. And so you have me. For better or worse. So, and Ben.
Good morning.
You have Ben and me. And what national day is it?
We actually have a few. Other than National Johnny Appleseed Day,
yeah.
It's National Napping Day.
Napping? Wait, did I hear you say Napping Day?
Yes, sir.
That's all you have to say.
I can get behind that.
I can get behind that. We can all get behind that. This portion of the show brought to you by a local bank here, Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. It is a local bank with a local board of directors. You probably know the board of directors for the bank. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And I'm here with Mimi Mosley.
I know the bank president of Cornerstone.
Okay, let me tell you. let me tell you about small town or smaller city. I had a problem on a Friday or a Saturday. Well, there's nobody. I couldn't talk to anybody.
Yeah. They were putting in the new system.
They're putting in the new system.
Everything down.
Yeah, and which they've done again. And the this is another system. And
yeah.
So I had to unfreeze something. Oh, I know. Because I tried to put it on my phone, mm-hmm. It had locked me out.
Me too, yeah.
And so who do I call? I call Mimi, who then gives me Matt's phone number. And then Matt fixed it, and he goes, hey, in the future, here's my number, just call me direct. I said, no, I really like calling your mom.
That's so funny.
It was.
Yeah,
funny.
I think it's gonna be live again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And Justin's here. Justin Wondros.
Justin Wondros is with us today.
I'm back.
Okay. Now, we've got a different subject this
yes,
week.
Yes, we do.
Something that's happening in a couple weeks here, in fact. The food drive.
Well, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
March to End Hunger. We have been giving barrels to businesses around Reading, and their customers are bringing in non-perishable foods. And then on Wednesday, March 27th, from 7:30 to 1:30, we're going to be at Tri-Counties Bank on South Street, where you can just save your non-perishables, drive through, and we're going to place them on the pavement there in the parking lot and spell out End Hunger. And we've got a guy who does drone work who's going to fly over and film it as it's spelling out End Hunger. Yeah. It may not work, but I am excited about it. Tri-Counties Bank on South Street has been just amazing to partner with, as well as Dignity Health Connected Living, which is out at Mercy Oaks. So they're partnering with the mission, and Justin's got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah. In Dignity Health Connected Living, that is the official food bank of Shasta County. So at the mission, we work with them very closely to make sure that we have the food that we need. If we get extra food, we give it to them, vice versa, and go back and forth. At the mission, the need for this food drive is huge. We do one in the fall. This is our big kind of spring food drive that we're kicking off, and we do a Friday food giveaway at the mission. That's to people, not to people who are eating necessarily at the mission, but just people in the community who need a little bit of extra help. And over the past year, the amount of people coming for that has more than doubled. So we're seeing a significant increase in the number of people needing food and a little bit of assistance just to make ends meet.
Are you finding that since a lot of the food comes from grocery stores, right? That are reaching its in the shelf life or
grocery
something?
Stores and people in the community who just
okay.
Live, yeah.
The reason I'm asking that is because since the cost of everything has gone up, is that you'd be seeing less of that from people that donate?
You know, not necessarily from the grocery stores. That's pretty much stayed steady. There has been additional food. At the beginning of the year, there was a proposition that went into effect with the food waste laws. Mm-hmm. And so that's helpful from, like, fast food restaurants and other restaurants. But that's food that's going to get prepared in the mission, not necessarily that's given out because it has to be kept at the right temperature and everything.
Yeah. So it's like a hamburger or whatever.
Expiration date, or they
can't just throw it away.
Yeah, the cans get smashed a little bit, and so they're not going to try.
Every once in a while, it's Chick-fil-A day. I always when they say it's Chick-fil-A day, I'm down there having lunch.
Yeah,
Chick-fil-A day.
They donate their leftover chicken, and it's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I know this is un-American. I've never had a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, wow.
Carl, it will set you free.
Well, I was going over there, you know, but the line was so long. Yeah. And then I went over there when the line was, and nobody in line, but it was Sunday. So I figured that out quick as I stood there and I went, nobody's here. So I guess I'm going to have to try a Chick-fil-A.
You do.
Which is the best one?
Just the main Chick-fil-A sandwich, and they butter the bread, so when they put that on there, and then it's got a pickle, and it will seriously set you free.
Well, I was confused when I first had a Chick-fil-A sandwich, because it doesn't come with any sauce on it.
Oh, that's right.
It's just the chicken and the pickle and the bread, and I was like, what in the world? They give you a sauce. You're supposed to pick your sauce to put on it. I didn't realize that at first. Once you get the sauce, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. But anyway,
Chick-fil-A 101.
But hunger, there's a fascinating statistic. So Shasta County has about 12 to 15% of citizens of Shasta County are suffer from food insecurity with hunger. So that means in any given month that they don't have enough money to actually purchase or provide food for themselves multiple times throughout the month. And that's higher than the average in California, unfortunately. And when you look at just food insecurity overall, it's 25% of people in Shasta County. We have a very high number of people living under the under the poverty level in Shasta County. So a food drive like this, like the March to End Hunger on March 27th, is something that helps provide food for those people who really are struggling, who are on the margins of just trying to make ends meet. And our goal is to, with these food drives and what we end up giving away people, is to help it so that they do not end up coming and having to stay at the mission being experiencing homelessness, but to actually support
them. Why do you think this is? I mean, they're handing out, what are the EBT cards or whatever? What is that? They give them for food? I mean, everybody can get that.
Yeah.
I mean, they can get it. I mean, they can buy, I mean.
You know how much that is?
What?
You know how much that is?
No, I don't. That's why I was asking.
It's about $130 a month.
Okay. So.
For a family.
For a family.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Not very much.
That's not very much. You're right.
It absolutely helps. With, yes,
but it does help.
Yeah.
So, I know that the veterans organization is handing out food every week to veterans out there.
Yeah.
Well, how do we end this thing? I mean, do we take part of the money that we're spending on non-existent railroads and throw like $50 million of that into food?
What a concept!
What a concept!
Yeah. Concept.
I mean, you know, my concept of handling the homeless situation is taking a look at all the billions we're spending, plus all the new billions we want to spend, figure out how many homeless we have, and just write them a check every month.
Ah, that's that's a controversial view.
Get rid of the
middleman,
the bureaucracy, the millions and millions of dollars it takes to run it. Just do it.
Yeah.
They come in. Our local counties know who they are. You write them a check every month.
Yeah,
they can find housing. They can find food and drugs, whatever they want.
Yeah. We see a lot of what we call generational poverty. So that's people who have lived in poverty for multiple generations. And so there's sort of learned behaviors of how you survive. It just becomes normal to
live off the government.
Yeah, to be able to get subsidies.
Yeah, people take care of you.
They don't know anything else.
Well, and it also goes along with, you know, there's drug addiction that's in connection with that as well. And so in our mind, the best way to end this is to really help people to see that there is a better way and that there is actually hope to break out of those cycles of addiction, cycles of poverty,
and
trauma.
Absolutely. So the people that come down to get food, I mean, they could be working. They just don't have enough money, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with people like that they're working hard, but they still don't have enough money because of the cost of food and everything has gone up drastically and gas and all those things, all those necessities. What do you do with something like that? I mean, is there job placement? Is there things to help? I mean, everybody tells me, well, I can't find anybody to go work. And yet here's people working but not making enough money to feed their family.
Yeah, and so we have many people who come and stay at the mission longer than the 30 days because they're in the job search program and the money-saving program. So, you know, you can stay 30 days if you're not interested in doing anything to further yourself. But other than that we've got quite a few people who are in these programs, and we have banks and businesses coming in all the time to talk to those in the work search program about how to start building toward that. So they've got a roof over their head, a warm bed, showers, three meals a day, while they are in the process.
Well, I'm thinking more of the families that they may have a roof over their head, but they're having to come and get food because they don't make enough money to meet all the requirements or to keep a roof over their head.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about bigger.
That to me is the people that really need to find a way to help
them.
Not the ones who are on the street. You know, I could care less. That's your choice.
We'll take care of the drug ones.
They have places. Yes. They have room at the mission for
them. We have never hit capacity.
But the people that are trying.
Yeah.
And still aren't, you know, they're trying.
Yeah.
But they still need to come down and get food because their kids could be lack.
Yeah.
Well, this is California, and things are very expensive in California.
Yes.
And one of the biggest issues is always housing. Housing costs so much.
And I understand all the reasoning. Yeah. I'm just saying is the people that are trying and they're trying hard and they're working and mom's working, dad's working, you know, grandma's taking care of the kids or whatever, and they still don't have enough because of the cost of living out here and the inflation that's hit us over the last 3 years, all of those things. Those are the ones I really, really feel for.
I do too.
Are the ones, my friends, that if you drop off food, really help those people.
It does.
It really does.
Especially at the end of the month, too, because they've run out of funds before the next paycheck. So this is a really good timing. The Wednesday right before the last Friday of the month, we will have a nice amount of food for them.
Yeah, and I thoroughly encourage people to do this. And we're going to talk about it more when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? This guy's been in business for over 20 years, Jeff Wurst. And he is truly an expert when it comes to repairing windshields. Didn't you go down there? Somebody was calling me, told me went down to Crackmaster Windshield.
I've been down there several times. And Jeff is such a cool guy.
He is.
I pull in, and he says, go sit down over there. And he's a veteran.
Yeah.
And just a great guy. And my windshield, you could not tell. And even if you've had one time where your insurance paid for it, you come back a second time. And because you got another one, and he says, we'll just do cash, and he says it a lot less than the insurance payment would have been.
I don't need to say anything else except if you want a free inspection and analysis, you go down to 3208 South Market Street. You give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Better known, locally operated, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Got the Mimi Mosley seal of approval.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancher here for their support of the Kiwanis Shastagam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I've got with everyone.
Since it's so mellow, I'll come back mellow. Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 7:50 in the morning here on the 11th of March. Oh, gosh, what, 47 degrees out there, raining, but stand by. Today and tomorrow, rain. Wednesday, into the future, sunny in the 70s. The stalls can dry out. The arenas can dry out. We don't have to keep little booties on the horses. Hey, we're giving away a flag Friday. Another one, of all people, Marty Mosley won the one last Friday, and I didn't know who it was. And I kept thinking, when I was talking to him, I didn't know who it was. And I'm thinking, I know this voice. Who is this?
Yeah.
It was Marty Mosley. Yeah. So we're taking names. So you call in, give us your name, give us your phone number, and then on Friday at 8:15, we will draw and give away a flag, another American flag from the Flag Center. And these are American-made flags. These things are toughies. So give us a call at 530-605-4567-66 or 65. And Ben is standing by with pen in hand. If you want a chance to win an American flag, these things are great. They hang up. They hold up in this weather we have. All right. I'm here with Mimi Mosley and
Justin Wandrow
from the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Justin. We're talking about March to End Hunger. That's going to happen. No, we're not really marching. We're just bringing in food.
Correct? Yeah, it's the month of March.
The month of March. And so on the 27th of March, of Wednesday, from 7:30 to 1:30 at Tri-County's Bank on South Street in Redding, you can drop off your canned goods and help End Hunger. All donations go to Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank and the Good News Rescue Mission. Now, what if they can't make it that day?
Oh, if they can't make it that day, they are more than welcome to drop it off at the Good News Rescue Mission pretty much any time.
Any time.
Well, I mean, not like midnight or something.
Yeah,
like
you know. Okay, but if you have it, you can, if you say, okay, I can't make it that day, so you can just drop it off.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know me, I can stop by their house on the way to work and pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Which I would be glad to do.
Okay, well, listen, now since you said that, Friday night, in an extravaganza put on by the Chamber of Commerce called
Legends and Leaders.
Yes, their black tie event.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know. And Lindy goes, where did we go? I said, we were busy, honey. And it was like, she goes, we should have gone.
Oh.
But that was earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Later in the day. Got other things, as it turns out. The culmination of it, of this extravaganza, is naming the Citizen of the Year, the person who's done so much for our community in so many different levels. And I mean, you know, Albert Schweitzer has been there, Jonas Salk, and Steve Jobs. I mean, it's just been, and this year, It was Mimi Mosley.
Aw. Well, I tell you, it blew me away because they tell the people who win Businessman of the Year or Business Person of the Year, Business of the Year, Rising Star, Ambassador, all of those things, they know ahead of time. And so they're prepared. And so I'm just sitting there so excited and,
looking around at people.
Yeah, I was just glad to be there and I didn't have to buy a ticket. I was invited to sit at Jake Mangus's table. So I was thrilled. And then he starts talking about, a cheerleader and I looked around and I said, well, I'm a cheerleader for Reading. So I'm looking around, who's this going to be? Cause I want to meet him. And it was me and the most humbling, an honoring thing I think I have ever received in my life. And I would turn it around and give it back to the city of Reading because, I mean, you know, since the day we got here, Reading has enveloped us and
they've embraced you.
They did. Well, and they would embrace anybody because if you have a heart to serve, and I tell you, I never served before we came to Reading. I served in my church in San Jose, and but I never served the community. And after going through Leadership Reading, I saw how I have opportunities to serve. And I just encourage everybody, there's something you can do. All you have to do is just open your eyes and see what's out there available. And you could come down to the mission, and I would love to help someone find a way of serving down at the mission. But thank you for saying that.
Well, I tell you, we've been in business like for 4 years. We've been busting our butt and all this. And one of the women at the bank said, you need to come to this. She says, you know, there's small business, you know, recognition of small business. I was convinced the way she was talking that it was us.
Oh.
Bought our tickets, went there. Weren't even in the, I don't even know if we were in the running. But the way she talked about it was like, and
maybe we should be there.
Maybe we should be there. So we went there. And I, but like you said, they tell you in advance. So yeah, I was kind of, disappointed. And 14 years later, we don't even make the cut to get into it. So, so anyway, how long do you have to be a small business?
I don't know.
How much more? I mean, I'm just wondering.
I don't know. You got to ask the chamber people for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not big business.
You get the chamber comes. Todd
Chamber
Jones
comes on here every month.
Yeah, ask him. Say, come on, cough up an award for me.
Hey, how come all everybody else is on there? How come not even a mention? No, I'm just kidding. It was very, very, very well deserved, Mimi Mosley.
Oh, thank you.
And you know, there was another time that it was like, you remember this several years ago? What was that? There was some other event that you and Matt.
And Judy.
No.
I thought you meant when Judy Salter and I. The Shasta Regional Heart of the Community Award.
Well, that doesn't
a couple of years
me.
Ago to Judy Salter.
That
and to me, and that me. Was, that blew my mind there. And
Anyway,
March to End Hunger.
Your
thank
award
you.
Was very, very well deserved, Mimi.
It's
a pleasure to know you and honor to know you.
I struggled with acknowledgments like that. So
I know
thank
you.
You.
No, it's because of your natural humility that you have, which is even cool. Okay, March End Hunger, Wednesday.
March
27th. Take us out. Take us out.
Wednesday, March 27th from 7:30 to 1:30 at Tri-Counties Bank on South Street in the parking lot. Go ahead and collect your food all this month of March. Bring down those canned goods, those non-perishables.
The ones that have not exceeded their shelf life.
Thank you.
People
yes.
check that because you bring in something 2 years over your shelf life, they just toss it.
Yes, we prefer things that are still good.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bring it down. We'll have selfie opportunities so you can take a picture as you're placing your food on the ground to spell out End Hunger. For Shasta County.
Okay, and if you can't make it then?
You can bring it down to the Good News Rescue Mission at really any time during the day.
And it all counts.
It sure does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for what you do and these things. And one of the things we learned today is a lot of people, this is just people on the street we're talking about, because they usually don't really have a place to store it. These are our residents who are working hard. They've got a roof over their head, but you know what?
That's right.
The majority of people in this country, from every poll I've seen, are living from paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if something comes up, like a busted window or something, they have to get fixed. Yeah. You know what? It gets tight. And that's why the Good News Rescue Mission and the Dignity Health Connected and all the other areas out here that give out food are so important.
Yeah.
So, and God it's bless
just,
you.
Thank you. And it's just a matter of time. We're going to have the micro shelters. We'll talk about that soon. And so we'll come back again, but not the following week that you had us last.
I love having you on because then in between we had something else to talk about. Okay. Hey, we get back. We got Shasta College with us, and they're always a hoot to have on. So we're going to take a break for the news and be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour on townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With former President Trump on the verge of clinching the GOP presidential nomination, and President Biden well on his way to being the Democrat standard bearer, the 2024 presidential campaign kicked into high gear in Georgia over the weekend. Both the candidates held rallies in the state.
The president delivered his post-State of the Union message in Atlanta.
Our freedoms are literally on the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take our freedoms away.
Meanwhile, former President Trump rallied supporters in Rome, Georgia.
Under Biden, we have a three-year inflation rate of almost 50%. Under me, you had no inflation.
The dueling rallies came ahead of Georgia's presidential primary on Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NATO has its 32nd member. A Swedish flag flies over NATO headquarters today. Further expansion of the alliance 2 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine persuaded neutral Sweden to seek safety under the alliance's security umbrella. As a ceasefire remains out of reach, the war in Gaza rages on. The explosive conflict triggered by the Hamas terror attack on Israel. The BBC's Yolanda Nell monitoring developments from Jerusalem.
Hopes for a ceasefire, which would have seen the release of some of the remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas, have stalled, with both sides blaming each other. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with an offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza, saying this is key to defeating Hamas. The U.S. President Joe Biden had earlier described carrying out such an operation in the area crowded with displaced people as his red line.
The leader of al-Qaeda in Yemen is dead. The U.S. government had put a $5 million bounty on the head of the terrorist leader. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow's down 109 points. The Nasdaq off 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Japan's economy managed to grow in the fourth quarter of last year, averting a recession.
According to revised government data that had previously shown a contraction, real gross domestic product grew in the October to December quarter at an annual rate of 0.4% instead of a contraction of 0.4%. The revision reflects an improvement in private capital investment. It also means Japan avoided sinking into a technical recession, generally defined as two straight quarters of contraction.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A union representing many of Germany's locomotive engineers has called for another strike in a long, bitter dispute with the state-owned main railway operator over working hours and pay, drawing sharp criticism from the country's transport minister. The union called on drivers of Deutsche Bahn's passenger trains to walk out for 24 hours to start at 2 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. News and analysis at townhall.com. As investigators continue their work, we're learning more about a recent deadly military helicopter crash in Texas.
Authorities have released the names of the three who died in the incident. The New York National Guard troops were Chief Warrant Officer Casey Frankowski and Chief Warrant Officer John Gracia. Border Patrol Agent Chris Luna was also killed. A National Guard soldier who was seriously injured remains hospitalized. Cause of the crash still under investigation. Jason Walker reporting.
Police in Jonesboro, Arkansas say three people were killed, several others injured when shooting broke out at a private party early yesterday morning. Officers found multiple gunshot victims when they arrived on the scene near Jonesboro's downtown around 5 a.m. Sunday. Jonesboro police say a man and a woman who were acquaintances of the gunman died. The shooter also died. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We stream live on KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You can also get into our chat room by going to KCNR1460.com and just signing in there. I don't think it's a big sign-up problem. You just get into it. Today is Monday, the 11th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News, as usual, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Centers. Community caring, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm, and we know it's National Johnny Appleseed Day, but our favorite national day is?
National Nap Day.
This is National Nap Day. That's right. No, not now, Peter. Not now.
Oh, man.
No, you have to wait.
Looking for the pillow.
Hey, let's talk water. Let's talk rain. Let's talk today and tomorrow. Showers gradually clearing on Tuesday before becoming mostly sunny with a high near 58. Starting Wednesday, all I'm seeing here is sun. Sunny, 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 sunny through next Sunday with a high near 77 on Sunday. It's going to be in the 70s this week. Starting on Wednesday, I think Wednesday will be 63, but the rest of the week's going to be in the 70s. So maybe the rain is going away for a couple weeks so we can start drying things out. So you can walk out into your backyard without your rubber boots on. And we have good drainage, too, in our yard. So it's still wet out there. Anyway, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. They've been in the business 25 years. Family-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, they provide veteran and senior discounts. They have payment plans that can help other people, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane. Now, later on in this hour, I'll be giving away tickets to the Sportsman's Expo that's happening on April 6th and 7th down at the Civic Auditorium. So it's going to be admitting one. So I'll be giving away four packs of tickets. But now I am here with Peter Griggs and Shasta College.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Peter. One of my favorite people.
Oh,
my Eagle Scout mentor.
Indeed.
Not mine. I mean, he's old enough.
But oh, wow. Thanks.
Maybe not. So, hey, how's it going out at Shasta College?
Oh, it's always going great.
Going great out there.
Yeah. No, all sorts of good programs. Students are all, involved right now. Leslie and I, our guest for today, our culinary instructor, we're just talking about midterms, and so we're kind of at that halfway point.
Midterm for a culinary is if you can boil an egg and then get the shell off?
I'd probably fail.
Well, for me, I always give them, a skills check, so... This last one was they had to
butcher a chicken into 8 pieces, soft boil an egg, and dice a cup of potato and julienne a cup of potato, and they had 15 minutes to complete it.
Does that mean from the beginning where they chase the chicken down, take its head off, boil the, you know, throw
it? Start from the beginning. They all line up. We start a pistol and everything.
I would definitely fail.
You know what? If you've ever seen it, and never mind, because I wasn't raised on a farm, but my grandparents had a farm and chickens, and they'd go out there, and when we had chicken for dinner that night, I mean, they did start from scratch. They didn't, buy it from the store. There were two-legged meals walking around there, and they took, care of that.
No freezer section then.
No prisoners taken. Okay. So, Leslie Hyatt, who is the culinary instructor, how did you get into this?
Well, I've been a chef here in Reading for the last 25 years.
What got you into being a chef?
When I was a kid, I always liked cooking. And I grew up, rural area, poor. So we had to be inventive with some of the food. We did at one point. We did have a little home set up in Trinity County where we had chickens and rabbits and whatnot.
Sure. My father-in-law came up during the Depression, and they had rabbits and chickens down in downtown L.A. back then. Well, on the outskirts of L.A. And so,
wow.
Oh, yeah. And they talked about that. Okay, but how'd you get to... Okay, so you got into being a chef. How'd you get out to Shasta College?
Well, so I'm not young anymore for this business especially. And so after being in the business for over 20 years, I started looking at what kind of longevity could I have and how could I still make cooking a part of it because it's something
course.
That I love. And a job at the college opened up pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So I had to figure out what I had to do for the job. So I started working on my degree. And I just happened to finish it the summer that they posted the job again. So it was right after COVID. So 2020? No, I think it was the end. 2021.
2021. Okay.
Yeah. So I've been out there for a little over 2 years now.
Okay. Well, cool. Good. I like your program out there, by the way.
Oh, it's people!
I love it too.
Okay, so somebody that wants to get in, I was thinking about this. How do they begin? I mean, what would they start with? They're saying, I really like to cook, and this may be something I want to do because everybody's watching these shows on TV, right?
They are, and that is a
that a major recruiter right there?
No, but it's different than from when I went to culinary school. So yeah. I went to culinary school in the late 90s, if that ages me at all. So I didn't have that knowledge at my fingertips. Food Network wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
So these
Hell's Kitchen and all that, where people are, he's screaming at other people that are trying to...
So I'm finding that they are, these students already have a pretty vast knowledge of culinary because of the way it's been portrayed on TV over the last couple decades. So...
Is it a real knowledge, or is this just TV knowledge?
Some of them, it depends on the level that they commit to it.
Okay.
As with anything else, like me, I totally immersed myself in culinary for 20 years. Like, all I did was, what could I learn about food? How does this react? That kind of thing. So a lot of it is self-motivation, but but if you have a knack for it or you have a love for it, pursue it, because, I spent a long time being happy.
Let me tell you, one of my mentors in the Marine Corps was a guy named Roger Staley. He was senior to me. He was a full colonel. And I knew him when he was a major, and we were all lieutenants. And he's a tough guy. And Vietnam vet and all these things. And when he retired from the Marine Corps, he went to the – now, he had come to my house when we were stationed in Hawaii. And wanted to do the Thanksgiving turkey and all that. And, he was cooking it. And it was kind of strange, but okay, Colonel, you want to do that? Come over and watch TV and cook. His wife was back in the mainland. And then when he retired, he went to the Cordon Bleu, I think up in Chicago, and went to school there to become a chef. And while you're there, you get 3 or 4 months off to go and work in different places. He was offered a shot at the White House because he had the security clearances. And guess what? They wanted him for 6 months, and the school said no. He didn't get his chance. Nope, he's got 3 months. That's it. I don't care where he works. You know, 3 months. But wow. Then he graduated from that and became a pastry chef for a big catering place out of D.C. And he did that for the rest of his life. So it was a total surprise, really, to all of us, you know, that he would get into something like that. But, hey, so, yeah. Anyway, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what do the students learn there, where they can go, what kind of jobs they can expect afterwards, you know, the level of training. And, you know, for people that like to cook or thinking about it, and you know what? It seems to me you're always looking and seeing people looking for cooks, you know, in every town. I think it's only after, you know, it's the next biggest thing after nursing or something like that. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof is at Judy Maxwell's. You know, she's got an insurance division and a financial management division. And I've just heard some more horror stories over the weekend about people losing their insurance for their homes and how hard it is to find it. Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. She finds people insurance at reasonable rates. If you're not sure, you just want a review of everything that's going on with your insurance world or your, how about your financial world, give her a call, 530-221-0441, for a free review and evaluation. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance at Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Tiffany Blazin Game present amazing pollinators on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant.
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 11th of March, and it's, you know, it's dreary, raining out there. It's 8:20 in the morning, but hey, enjoy your rain for today and possibly parts of tomorrow, because starting Wednesday, it's going to get sunny. And there'll be times in May and June you'll go, gosh, I really wish we could have a little more rain out there. So it's going to start Wednesday. The sun's coming out. this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They're on the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotics system, and they're a teaching hospital. There's an article in the Reading Searchlight about recruiting and keeping doctors up here in the North State. And there's a number of things that work for us, and there's some things that don't work for us. One of the things that works for us is this resident program that Shasta Regional has. It has 13 doctors in it. They work in the hospital. They work in local clinics, including the VA clinic. They get to know our area and see what a great area it is up here. They don't, you know, they see what the people are like. They see all the opportunities up here. So that really helps to keep doctors in our area. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, I'm here with Shasta College and Peter Griggs, who is the man that puts this on every month. But I'm with Leslie Hyatt, also the culinary instructor.
One of.
Oh, okay. So how many are there?
Currently there are three of us.
Okay. Now, do each of you have an expertise? Or is it just kind of like, you know?
Well, yes. Like we have Miss Landa, who is our pastry and our baking instructor, who's been out at the college for, I believe, somewhere around 14 years.
Oh, okay.
Doing what she's doing, and she does an amazing job with her desserts. She does the desserts for our bistro every week. And then we have Chef Rocky, who is teaching our garmanger class, which is the art of the cold kitchen, pâtés, sausages, cheeses, that kind of thing. And he also teaches soup stocks and sauces.
Is that making it? I mean, or yes. Is that cooking it? How to prepare it?
How to make it.
How to make sausage?
Yep.
From scratch?
From scratch.
Wow.
Well, we don't have to chase the animals, though.
No, okay. No, I understand that. Wow. Okay. That's cool. And pâté. I know, you know, pâté is that kind of that creamy meat thing.
Pureed meat.
Yes.
And technique and other ingredients, but yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned bistro. You've got a restaurant out there.
We do. We have the bistro. Tell us about that. It is food from the students for the students and staff and anybody else who wants to come out and enjoy a nice meal prepared by the students.
Now, is this a kind of like this isn't a fast food type thing?
No. This is more like typical restaurant you would go into. We have different offerings every week. The menu changes. And
can anybody go to it?
Absolutely.
So if I wanted to bring Linda out to dinner, dinner or just lunch?
Just lunch.
So just lunch. Okay, so if I wanted to go out for lunch at the bistro, we go in, we sit down, there's a menu?
Yep, there's a menu, there's servers, there's beverages.
Cool.
I'd make a reservation, though, if I were you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's full all the time. Okay. All right, so if somebody wanted to get into this and they said, okay, I'm ready, what did they bring? Do they have to, you know... One thing you see in all these shows is these knives and all that kind of stuff. I mean, do they have to bring with them a certain complement of course?
So there are things that they bring with them when they enter the program. They bring their own knives, their own uniforms, and then all the food, you know, of course, comes from the program itself.
Okay.
And their textbook. They got to buy their textbook.
I have a chef's hat, by the way, in a little chef, you know, white jacket, you know. Fold it over at the top like the big guys. okay, and so a typical day for a student there.
Depending on the class.
Well, let's just say I'm starting there, okay?
So
I am fresh into the program.
So the first classes you're gonna take when you enter the program is safety and sanitation, which is our COLA 50 class, and that teaches you all about the safety and sanitation of working in the food industry, from foodborne illnesses to just day-to-day maintenance of your stations and sanitation of your areas, and then basic food production, which I just started teaching last semester, is where you learn all your basic knife skills, different cuts for different vegetables, and you start learning about what the food is, where it comes from, how it gets to where you are, and the whole process. And then it goes on into further classes. We're in advanced food this semester, where we're advancing on the skills that we learned last semester. The food for the bistro is 100% made by the students every week, where, like this week, we had Miss Landa's class did the desserts. Chef Rocky's class made all the sauces for the lasagna we put together. Our class made the pasta sheets for it. So we work as a team to kind of put the menu together and try and make as much of it as possible from scratch. So they really learn how food is put together and the techniques that make it what it is.
I like a good lasagna. I had one at a chain. Not here in town, down in Sacramento. I was thoroughly disgusted by it. Frankly, it was mushy. Lasagna should not be soft to me.
No.
I mean, it should have a little, it should be kind of firm. It
shouldn't feel like spaghetti with a bigger noodle.
Yeah, but it was even like you're eating oatmeal, practically. I know. You ought to see his face right now. I know. Isn't that weird? Okay, now. I see in here that that your students can learn how to make specific things. I mean, you know, if they can ask, like pizza or right. Sushi. Let's talk sushi. So, I mean, do you get much? I mean, do people request sushi?
Not yet. That's one that they haven't requested. But I'm not technically.
I'd like to learn how to make. You know, with the seaweed, you know, the green thing and all that. I mean, I knew somebody that could do it and did a pretty good job. So I would, you know, that could be a – but you can get that class if you're out there or you can be –
I try and take requests from my students on what they're trying to learn. Like I said, they have a pretty good base knowledge growing up with the Food Network and all those celebrity chef shows. So – I try and pull them throughout the semester to try and make sure that we're keeping it interesting for them individually as well for the whole class.
Carl, you had mentioned pizza. I can tell you there was – Leslie's laughing. There was an afternoon I was out and someone mentioned, oh, hey, they're doing pizzas at Culinary. And yeah. And so I wandered over there and talked to Leslie and got to sample a couple of slices of their pizza. You know, you don't realize something as simple as, you know, pizza, and yet – these were great, you know, slices of pizza that I was able to sample.
Everybody's had a bad pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has. Everybody's got a bad pizza story. So a good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Linda likes the thin crust. She likes that kind.
Yeah.
And who was it that, you know, you get pineapple on a pizza, you know, there should be a fight in the family or that, where, frankly, you know, I've had pineapple on a pizza and it kind of, you know, different flavors. So they were having a pizza day, and there's Peter Griggs right there, his little plate out, going, let me help you judge these.
Well, it's all marketing. I have to sample.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're here with Leslie Hyatt, culinary instructor from Shasta College. We're talking about people that are in the culinary program and the different things they can do. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's the job opportunities, because everybody, you know, when you're into things like this, you want to know, okay, I've learned all this stuff. Can I get a job and put this to work? All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV package from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready for the ride of a lifetime and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000.
Rev up your ride.
Swipe to win draw.
Where the thrill of winning meets the power of a brand new 2024 Can-Am Outlander.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Plan the drawing on April 25th for your chance to win cash or a 2024 Can-Am Outlander.
For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 11th of March, 8:33 in the morning, about 47 degrees out there. It's raining, but comes Wednesday, it's going to be sunny again, my friends. Real sunny for the next 4 or 5 days. Start drying us out. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Better-known business. It's a locally owned business. Been there for like 30 years. It is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I make an appointment, and you can make appointments there at 530-244-9478, and you can make it work on your time. Go in there and get a great haircut. I haven't had a bad one in 17 years, so what can I say beyond that, except if you just drop in there, if they have an opening, they're more than happy to give you a haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Can I say that again? Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And I'm here, speaking of Man's Last Stronghold, with Shasta College and the culinary instructor, the doctor of food, Leslie Hyatt.
It's going to become your new nickname, Leslie.
That's right.
The doctor of food.
Before we start, though, I'm giving away tickets. That's right, for April 6th and 7th. To the Sportsman's Expo down at the Civic Auditorium. And if you don't think this is a great place, it is. This is an $8 ticket, kids 12 and under free, but I'm giving away a 4-pack and a 2-pack. So when you call in at 605-4567, tell us if you want the 4-pack or the 2-pack. And if I can tell, veterans are free on Sunday with proof. So I'm giving away tickets to this. Yep, here it comes, Reading Sportsman's Expo. People are calling already, so call. I've got more to give away throughout the month. So we'll give them all away by the end of the month. Okay. Leslie Hyatt, the culinary instructor. People go to school.
Yes.
Spend their money. Well, except you have free tuition,
right?
for full-time students for two years,
which
okay.
is huge.
But you still got to buy stuff, you know, your knives and all that. They graduate, and what's the job prospects out there?
Well, this whole post-COVID era that we're in, there's a lot, because there's a lot of people of a certain age, me being one of them, who exited the industry when COVID happened, because it changed everything. So there is a wide open space for new chefs and cooks and dishwashers and servers and managers and all kinds of opportunities out there. Not just in restaurants. A lot of people think that culinary is, you know, a restaurant or something like that, but there is retirement communities,
nursing homes.
Yeah, other options like correctional facilities, cruise ships. There's all kinds of other opportunities out there that aren't restaurant based.
Wow.
But are still in the same field.
Sure. So what would you say? Do students have a chance to intern in local restaurants at all? Go there, get a little experience.
I try and reach out to people that I know, and people that I know reach out to me when they are looking for positions to fill. But I don't know of any internships as of yet, but it is definitely something I would like to see.
Okay, and everybody's kind of pushing internships, but some of the chefs in town will give you a call and say, hey, you got somebody?
Yeah,
that's absolutely graduating.
I still know a few people out there that hit me up once in a while when they need extra help for events or a permanent position.
Okay, so I've graduated magna cum laude from the Culinary Institute here at Shasta College. What can I expect to get paid starting out?
You know, I've been away from the industry for about 5 years now. So I really don't know what the median pay is, but I know that it was always tried to keep ahead of the minimum wage by $3 or $4.
So minimum wage now at McDonald's is 20, so it would be more than that, I would imagine.
One would hope, but like I said, I've been out so long that I couldn't pinpoint what somebody just entering the industry would consider making at the moment.
Is there a lot of need for culinary workers?
I think so. I think, like I said, there was a mass exodus after COVID happened, and there are tons and tons of positions available out there. And it's a great career to get into if you want to travel. I always tell everybody who is, you know, younger than me to go travel, experience different worlds, different cuisines, different chefs.
Is there like a chef clearinghouse? Like, you know, I mean, like, well, you know what? If you're looking for a horse, you go to this one. You go to a website. But I mean, I would think there would be maybe a culinary thing where it says they need chefs here in Thailand that can teach. You know,
actually,
there
was a business created. It actually happened through Facebook. It's called Chef on the Fly, and they fly people wherever they're needed, and they put them up. They give them money they pay their food. So there are businesses out there.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think. Last year, he put like 30 people to work at a university for 6 weeks. And
okay.
Then they went home.
Well, you know, the idea of being on a cruise ship. But then I'm thinking, having been on cruise ships, that seems like that could be a tough job on a cruise ship. But I guess, you know, I mean, if you're fully staffed up, which it appears they usually are, because they are turning out food, thousands of meals.
Oh, there's an average of like 7 or 8 restaurants on a ship.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine the number of chefs, sous chefs, you know, assistant chefs, or is that what a sous chef is?
Yeah, but there's a bunch.
Yeah. I mean, you got people doing salads, you got people doing desserts, you got people doing the main course, you got bread, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun, though, you get on a cruise, you know, and you're doing, you know, you do it for a year and you've seen different parts of the world. And
not just cruises, but resorts.
Yeah, resorts.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I never even thought about that.
Oh, yeah, hospitality goes into the hotel side of it. It's all interconnected.
And all this stuff is touched on in the class.
Absolutely.
Now, you even get into nutrition.
I was telling Peter, I'm not sure if the nutrition is part of the culinary program or if it's part of another nutrition program within the college. But
we do have a class on nutrition, but whether or not the students take it as part of the culinary program is really probably a question for a counselor.
Do you ever have in part-time instructors?
At the moment, we are all part-time instructors.
Okay, but bringing in somebody else, maybe a certain expertise.
I haven't as of yet, but I do want to eventually start bringing in some of my friends that are chefs here in the community who will be able to come in and talk with and kind of hang out with these guys, and it gives them another foot in the door of knowing somebody in the industry.
Leslie, in the past, haven't we had other guest instructors or part-time instructors from the area?
Like me, we started... are adjunct, and we've had people out there. Chef D. Mercurio was an instructor out there. Chef Shea from Moonstone Bistro was an instructor out there for a while. Ramon Alvarez, which is somebody I worked with, was an instructor out there for a while. It's a good opportunity to get a lot of different outlooks on the industry in one spot.
Course. Do you yell at them like they do in Hell's Kitchen?
No.
Do you throw things? Do you tell them you call that food?
No, we're not making a TV show.
Do you push their face into boiling oil? No, you don't ever do that. Okay.
No, I think they frown upon that.
Well, you know, you have to ask. Okay, so do the students get to eat the food at the end of the day or at the end of the class?
Yeah, absolutely. They get to eat everything that they make, and there's days where their whole job is to just make something with what we have and make a complete dish, and then we try it and we talk about it and we see what we could have done different, or we see if we could improve it or if we had a different ingredient for it. Okay. And we talk through it.
Are there, I mean, I'm sure there's disasters out there, but I'm sure there's also masterpieces that you, when you taste it, you go, whoa.
Oh yeah. The lasagna that they made this week for Bistro was one of those things. My wife came out and she said she would smack her grandma. It was so good.
Smack her grandma.
So and that was, everything was made from the students.
That's
all
a
the
smack your grandpa good.
Yeah.
Grandma good.
Yeah, we sold out of it almost both days.
Is that right? Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Ben, have we given away those tickets?
We have a lot of names on the giveaway.
Well, I only needed two, the first two that called on the tickets.
Oh. Well, we have 6.
You've got them in order?
Yes. That's a good
one. One for four, one for two, right?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, so we need to call those two people back, you know, after the break and or during the break or sometime and tell them they won, they need to come down. And you come in here and I'll give you the tickets and you put your names on them.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Celebrate Easter with flavorful delight at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in seasons from 3 to 9 p.m. and immerse your senses in a symphony of flavors with a smoked ham dinner. This special is available for only $16 with a River Club card. It's not just a meal. It's a culinary experience that brings family and friends together. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Carl and DeBont. Linda's down with family this week. And, okay, the people that called in for the tickets to the Sportsman's Expo, you're probably going to get a couple of phone calls back here to make sure we got everybody's name correct. So don't be surprised if you get a phone call there, as because we're giving away all types of things. We're giving away flags. We're giving away tickets, all this kind of stuff. So we don't want to confuse people on that. Today we are with Shasta College, and it's one of our favorite times of the month.
As they have ours.
Well, yeah. You know what? You guys are, you do a lot out there. And, you know, when I hear things, you know, when people talk about, I mean, we just had people in for this, you know, March for Hunger, to end hunger out there. And Shasta County is such a giving county to help people. And this isn't people living on the streets. These are people that are, that have homes and they're working, but, you know, as you know, the majority of people, and it's not a small majority, a larger majority of people in this country are living paycheck to paycheck. And you get something like somebody throwing a rock through your window or something like that that you have to replace, that, you know, that cuts into their bottom line.
Right.
So when you have things like this, it helps people that are working, kids are going to school, and this just helps cut back. It saves them, you know, maybe they can, it saves them $100, $200 on food. And that makes a big difference.
Well, I think with a lot of the programs that we offer out at the college,
yeah,
we have a number of people out there who are looking to, we talk about reskilling or upskilling, and when you're looking for that, when you're looking for those type of jobs that or careers that will help you to advance your earning potential.
Those
are one of the great things about working at the college.
You're doing a minimum wage or less job, that going down there and getting the training and it's free tuition.
So 2 years for full-time.
For full-time.
Right.
And you've got, you know, you've got things like the logging, the
heavy equipment,
state-of-the-art, diesel,
all of our industrial tech.
Anything like that. But
right, CIS.
Yeah, and so you're saying, well, you know what, I'm not like that, but, gee, I'd sure like to learn how to cook. Well, you've got a culinary class out there that trains people to be able to get into the restaurant, cruise ship.
Well, even just cooking
industry.
Cooking for yourself at home. I mean, it's or something that all of us, we all eat, right? And you and I were talking about that at the break. It'd be great just to learn how to, you know, you were talking, Leslie, about how to cut certain foods.
Yeah. How about to select a certain, you know, I'm going to cook this, and this is the cut of meat you should have.
Right.
And then how do I prepare that meat? That kind of thing. And anyway, our instructor here is Leslie Hyatt, and not only does it, do you also teach how to go out on your own in your own business too? You touch on that at all?
There are other classes in the program that talk about that.
Okay. Starting your own little, which is tough, as we all know.
Yeah.
Starting a restaurant is tough. And, I think it's, but if you get out there and you learn, you work at places and it kind of gives you some good ideas and all that. Now, tell me more about the bistro. You have your restaurant there.
Yeah, so our bistro, we just came, we just opened it last week. We run it both in we're in Advanced Foods now, but the beginning culinary, we run it for a shorter amount of time, but we focus more on it during the advanced class, and we're open on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 11:30 to 1 p.m., you can come out. We offer three different entrees. Comes with a soup or a salad. And we also offer dessert. And the way that the payment structure works, you can get any two of the courses for $12, or you can choose all three for $15. We have a sit-down. We have servers and bussers, and we're a full-functioning restaurant.
So you can get one big plate or one plate with all three entrees in there?
So, yeah, you can choose either a super salad and an entree if you're getting the two, or you can get an entree and a dessert, or you can get a soup and a dessert.
Okay.
Or if you want all three, you can get a soup or a salad, any one of the three entrees and a dessert.
Okay, I got it now. All right, for $15.
For $15.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. And it's out there at Shasta College. Where at Shasta College?
It's the 2000 building. The classroom is 2038 is the number of the classroom. It is right next to the cafeteria.
Okay.
It's in the same building as the cafeteria. It's just down the hallway, just a couple
steps.
Oh,
so you're in your own little bistro.
Our own little entity.
Do you take cards?
We do. We take cards, tap, pay, all of that.
Okay, great.
And Leslie, we should probably mention if somebody is looking, we always recommend the reservation system.
Absolutely.
And they can find that on
our
website.
We only do make so much food for the day. So reservations are always welcome and appreciated.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of you guys? To say, you know what, I'm listening to this, and this is something I'd like to, you know, I'm retired, or I'm just starting off, or this, you know, I'm something I want to do.
Our contact information is on the website under the culinary department. We just got a new phone number in the department. I don't know what it is at the moment. We literally just set it up this week.
You know, a great rule of thumb for anyone interested in one of our programs is always to call the college directly and talk with a counselor. Set up a counseling appointment, and that way you can set up what we call an educational plan. What is it you're looking to do? And those counselors are amazing. They will sit there and talk to you about careers. They will ask you what your past experience is, so you could get always credit for prior learning, right? That's a potential. If you're a veteran, we have our veteran services out there. Any type of, you know, there are oftentimes students who are say, or people out there saying, well, yeah, this sounds great, but I don't know if I could really spend the time. I don't know if I have the resources. Come out, talk to our counselors. They're also, they can help you with financial aid out at the college and suggest other approaches for you. So rather than calling the program directly, Leslie, and I, you know, certainly they can put someone in touch with Leslie directly if they just want to find out more. But getting in touch with those counselors, sitting down with them, talking about financial aid, talking about how to work this and integrate it, education into your life, right? Into juggling a family, juggling a job, whatever it might be, always a good first rule. And that way those counselors can sit there and work with you and determine what best programs you're interested in taking. Certainly if you're interested in culinary, then they can put you in touch with Leslie and go from there.
Well, there's all types of jobs in the industry. You know, you can start out there, and they talk on national levels of pastry chefs and nutritionist and culinary specialist and caterer. You know, all these jobs are out there, restaurant manager, you know, and their average salary is, you know, up there in the 50s. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I think that's probably, you know, starting and and that leads you into your having your own business.
Well, and as we were talking about, a friend of mine took the culinary program. We were out camping of all things, and he's sitting there on a camp stove, and he had taken the culinary program, made one of the best egg benedicts, you know, for breakfast, and
sure.
Then for dinner we had pork chop. I mean, to this day, this was years and years ago, and I still remember the meal that this guy made, and just very casually. You know, he had all the techniques and the skills.
Well, that's it. You know, I'd love to learn how to cook in a, you know, Dutch oven and all those kind of things, because I used to judge, Linda and I judged Dutch oven contest out there at the fair.
Yeah.
And we did that for like 3 years in a row, and it was just amazing. Amazing what they could do with these, you know, with a Dutch oven, with just coals. And, I mean, cakes, you know, rack of lamb. You know, nobody brought chili or stew because it was too easy. It was too easy to do that.
And well, it's fascinating.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's fascinating.
What pot do you use? Do you use a cast iron Dutch oven? Do you use a ceramic? Do you use, you know,
how many coals do you put on top? Because of a cast iron.
Exactly seven, always seven.
There always seven?
I'm making it up.
Yeah. Well, it could be because there's not a lot of them, but it keeps that. So,
just real quick, I know that you had mentioned what's coming up in the bistro for this week. Especially desserts. I know that's always a favorite. Maybe you can mention.
I'm not sure what Miss Landa is making for dessert. I never know until Tuesday. But we are making in the bistro. We're going to have a wilted bacon and spinach chicken salad with a warm bacon vinaigrette, grilled chicken, butternut squash. We're having carne asada tacos with seasoned refried beans, carne asada, a elote style corn salsa, which is a grilled Mexican street corn,
uh-huh.
With cotija cheese and lime juice, avocados, chips and salsa. Mm. And then we're doing chicken pot pie. So our soups class is going to make us a nice, big, thick, hearty chicken pot pie, and we're going to top it with a puff pastry. It's going to be amazing.
Wow.
Wow. I'm getting hungry.
Okay. Now, that goes Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Make a reservation there. You go up there, and you can the number will be there on the website.
Yeah, it's shastacollege.edu/bistro.
There you go.
B-I-S-T-R-O.
Well, thanks again for coming in and all this information. You got me hungry. And, no, I think, you know, there's so many classes out there that you can take for no credit, and it maybe just sit in there and, you know, say, oh, yeah, I'd like to go to that class. You know, take a look at your curriculum and make arrangements maybe somehow to say, oh, definitely, I'd like to know how to do that. Just, you know,
for almost anything that you're interested
anything.
In.
Yeah.
That's a great thing that
you've
we've
got,
learned
you've
on
got
the show.
A single class out there on how to take care of your air conditioning system on your car. You could take that class, and you'd always have your air conditioning and heating system taken care of.
I'll have to get Dan Bryant back out to talk about our EV
about
program.
Oh, the
so
what?
Our EV program.
Oh.
So we're
the electric vehicle.
In. Yeah.
I have lots of questions. Okay, everybody. Right. Hey, tomorrow, Turtle Bay, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and